Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Can't get anything past us. Phil's baseball is once again on WIP tonight. Phil's Marlins at 6:40. We will have leading off for you. What's that grin for over there, Jim?
What do you mean nothing gets past us?
Like that guy trying to get the song past us.
Ah, right.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Come on. We are on your radio, also on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube, so you can watch the show. Hello, YouTubers. Appreciate you every day.
All right. We don't. But.
Well, some of you.
He doesn't appreciate the live chat.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, there's like literally, there's one guy in there that's smart. Everyone else is an idiot.
I don't look at it.
God bless you guys
for looking at it.
I pretty much just stopped looking at it because it's just like I'm losing brain cells.
Yeah. Come on. All right. YouTubers.
I haven't blocked people on the YouTube chat.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From you or from the channel?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, me.
All right. Yeah, you don't have control of the channel.
No, unless I start wheeling some power around here.
Yeah, no.
Blocking people.
Let Morgenstein do what he's got to do. All right. It is finally time for me to reveal my top 11 list.
Oh.
Ike did his on Monday. Jack did his yesterday. And here is the best one. Mine. And I know you're all wondering, you know, did he put Embiid too high? Is he even going to have Jalen Hurts on the list?
Those are questions.
Yep. I tried to be fair. Now, I've asked everyone this, and I will give you mine. I have said this before. My criteria, I use 75% resume, 25% the last year. And, of course, how extreme the last year is, positively or negatively, can affect the list. Number 11 on my list is Devontae Smith. Okay. I feel like that's the right spot. I think we were all talking about the same guys for the last few spots. Number 11, Devontae Smith. Number 10, Trey Turner. I agree with Jack that overall Trey Turner has been generally underrated around here. Now, I think in some respects, fairly, he has not had one full really good year for the Phillies. He's had halves, whatever. But I've been specifically impressed by Trey Turner doing the most to his approach at the plate from last year to this year. He seems like he has taken it personally and seriously. He's been a different hitter. I don't have that dread that I had when he was up at the plate last year that he's just going to swing at some ball out of the zone trying to hit the ball 500 feet. And he's gotten better as the year has gone on. My number 10, Trey Turner.
Was not changed from what he's done this week.
No, you have access to the list.
I haven't
touched it.
One member of the show might have added Trey a little bit later. Yep.
You didn't even have Trey on your top.
Well, he was like 12.
Yeah.
I took him beat off for Trey.
Number 9. Zach Bond. I am simply stunned that Zach Bond is not on the overall list.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Not to stop your flow.
Yes.
Is Zach Bond C-H or C-K?
I believe Zach Wheeler is C-H, and I believe Zach Bond
Zach Wheeler
I thought Zach Wheeler was C-K.
Zach Wheeler C-K.
Oh, and what's Zach Bond then?
Is he CH or CK?
Because I see people writing CK all the time.
Dude.
I think it's CH.
I mix both them up.
They're both CK.
Okay.
Oh, so
they're
both of them are CK.
They're both CK.
Okay.
On my list, I made them both CH.
Sorry about that. Yeah. So did I.
Yep. All right. Number nine, Zach Bond. I am stunned that Zach Bond's not on the list. Zach Bond had an outrageous year for the Eagles. They don't win the Super Bowl without Zach Bond. You can say that about a lot of players, but it's for sure him. He was awesome, a defensive player of the year candidate, and got a huge payday. Basically made the Eagles change how they do business and how they've done business for the last two decades by paying that much for a linebacker. Number nine, Zach Bond.
Love it.
Number eight, Joel Embiid. Now, ooh. I had Joel number one on my list last year. I think it's more likely than not that the best, like the great years of Joel Embiid are behind us. But until I know that for sure, I'm still going to think there's a possibility that, and the team seems to be operating under the possibility, that he could be normal Joel Embiid next year. He has been the best Sixer I have seen in my lifetime. I'm 48 years old, a dominant player, the only player on this list that, by the way, his presence on the team alone makes the team a good team. That's how it's been since Joel Embiid has come in the league. When he plays, the team is good. When he doesn't play, they're not good. So he dropped from 1 to 8. I thought that was a big enough drop for a guy that had one horrible year, and a big enough drop, if I'm saying 25% is over the last year.
Yeah.
So I'm giving credit for the resume. I am docking him for the last year.
He's been a third best Sixer in your lifetime.
Well, I think he's a better player than Iverson. Now, Iverson had a better Sixers career,
okay. But
I think Embiid's a better player. But I that argument is fine.
Well, who's
you're
the
saying,
other one?
You saying Doc?
Yes, it had to be Doc or Moses.
Yeah. Well, he was like...
I just was too young.
Yeah.
So of my lifetime of watching the Sixers as like an adult, mostly.
Yeah. No, I'm Iguodala is the other one.
Yeah, yeah, Iggy.
Well, he could have said Charles.
Yeah,
if I wanted
could have said Charles.
Make a case.
Yeah, I saw far more of Charles than I ever saw of Doc.
Doc, yeah.
Number seven on my list is Jalen Hurts. Now, Jalen is right in the middle for me because I honestly think that everybody that I'm naming on this list is better at their job than Jalen. However, Jalen is the Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, has been to the Super Bowl twice, and won Super Bowl MVP. It would be unfair of me to have him not on the list, but it would also be disingenuous of me to say that I think he's better than I actually do. So I'm trying to give him credit for what he's accomplished. He has changed my mind. I didn't think they could win it with him. But he does not crack in big games. He is able to take Philadelphia, and he does have the most pressure-filled job in Philadelphia, and that is quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, at least in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Number six is Jalen Carter. So it's a little bit of a mix for me. The reason I think talent-wise, he's probably higher. I think of the last year, he's definitely higher. But he's only been an Eagle for 2 years, and he's had one great season. So Jalen Carter hopefully will climb up this list as the years go, but I have him at number six. Number five, I have Bryce Harper. Bryce has had a good last 12 months. I wouldn't say it's great. I wouldn't say it's horrible. But it is undeniable his impact as a Philly, not just his play, but the respectability that he is responsible for, in part, bringing back to the franchise. So, and he has been a great playoff performer, even though he's got some great big moments. He's got a couple of bad moments, but overall, he is a great playoff performer. Bryce Harper, number five. Number four is Saquon Barkley.
Now, what the hell is this?
He's only been here 1 year.
Doesn't matter.
And he doesn't have a great resume.
What? He doesn't?
A resume? No, he's been here 1 year. Now, here's the thing. Zach Bond had an outrageous year, too. He's only number nine.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think you got him low as well.
Well, at least I have him on the list, unlike a lot of other people.
That's a good point.
I am trying to keep to my criteria. My criteria is 25% the year and... you know, the 75% resume. So Saquon's resume is okay. You know, he had a couple of good years in New York, and he had now.
We don't care about New York.
He had now.
Hell, just his resume here
is one great year.
Well, first of all,
but it's only
he should 20... be the all-time leading rusher in NFL history for
but
single
he's not.
Season. Yeah, because everybody bullied the team into not playing him because they were scared.
And they won the Super Bowl.
And they won. Exactly.
Yes.
So he becomes the all-time leading rusher in total yards for an entire season, including the playoffs. And he's the AP Offensive Player of the Year, right? And he's the same one of the Super Bowl.
He's on the cover of Madden.
I want to be clear. I'm the only one who had him on my list last year.
Yeah, but congratulations.
Congratulations last year. Awesome. You were right. What about this year?
He wasn't even an Eagle at that point. Where was he on your list?
He was signed as
an
Eagle.
Where was he on your list?
I don't know, 8, 9, something like that.
Oh, he's going to move up 4 spots after winning the Super Bowl?
And rushing for 2,500 yards this past year?
I'm telling you. I am the only person at this radio station.
What was your criteria last year? When you didn't even play yet.
My criteria.
Your criteria is full of crap.
For this year, he is number 4. Number 3.
You might have the worst list of anybody.
I think you found the criteria to keep him
down. Jody Cameron has the worst list. You might have the second worst.
Well, Devin's got an awful list.
Yeah, wait till you see Devin.
No, because Jalen's on her list.
Yeah, but
Jalen's on my list.
Well, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah. No, that's okay. Why the camera has the camera. Worst list.
Right.
Yes.
But Devin's is pretty bad. Just so you're aware.
An atrocity.
Yeah. Number 3 is A.J. Brown.
Okay.
A.J.
above Saquon.
Yes, because he has a better resume as an Eagle. A.J. Brown was just voted or just named the best receiver in football by Pro Football Focus. Mm-hmm. For him to put up the numbers he does on a very heavy run-first offense, and I would say this on eye test, A.J. Brown getting to be here for a full Eagle season and watch A.J. Brown every week in a way that I did not watch before, he is, to my eyes, the only wide receiver I've seen for the Eagles that makes me think about Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Like, think about putting him in a class with Terrell Owens. He's unbelievable. I actually think he's underrated. If you can be underrated.
Yep.
And if he was on a more pass-heavy offense, like there are, he would like break records.
Yeah.
So A.J. Brown, I have as number 3. Number 2, I have Lane Johnson as a representative of the Eagles offensive
line. There we go.
Slick way to phrase that.
Thank you.
That's a slick way to phrase it.
But I wanted to give Lane specific credit because mm-hmm. Lane has had an all-time, not just Philadelphia Eagles career, but is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And he, like AJ, you can look at the record with and without him. And the record with Lane Johnson during his career is much, much better than the record without him. He had a great year. And he's had a great career here. Number 2, Lane Johnson.
Yeah, I got no. You essentially, I put the Eagles O line at number 2. You
right.
put Lane Johnson
put Lane,
at number 2.
Yes, but like I was okay using him as a representative.
So what do you dislike the most about Jordan Mylott?
Oh, I love Jordan stuff. And number 1, and like
there's no way.
I don't think it's even close. Mm. The best athlete in Philadelphia is Zach Wheeler.
Good take.
He has everything we're talking about. Everything we look for in an athlete in Philadelphia. He is consistent. He is dominant. He has done it over a long period of time. He is dependable. It's not like here was a guy who got here who was hurt a lot. He hasn't been hurt like substantially since he's got here. You can give him the ball every fifth day, and he is a great playoff performer. We talk a lot about Bryce Harper not getting a World Series while he's here and how that will reflect. Like, I want one for Zach Wheeler.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because we would be able to put him, you know, Jack was talking about Zach Wheeler the other day in relation to Roy Halladay and Cliff Lee and blah, blah, blah. The reason Roy Halladay was a better at his peak than Zach Wheeler is, but the reason we have Roy Halladay up so high is because of the era he was here in and what we remember him by. Mm-hmm. If this era of Phillies baseball can get a World Series and we can think about this era in a different way, Zach Wheeler will be remembered as not just the top 11 of this year, but will be an all-time Philly. Hopefully he's a Philly for the rest of his career. So my number one athlete.
It's only 2 years.
Yeah, well, you never know. My number one athlete is Zach Wheeler. And there's my list.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this might be the second worst list at the station.
Again, Devin's is worse.
Yeah. Okay, so third worst list.
She's got Michkov ahead of Wheeler.
Yeah. And she's Devontae top five.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to go through Devin's list real quick?
You're hitting me hard
right,
here.
Yeah, you're not going to let that go.
Hold on, real quick. Yeah. Real quick. This is all set with a smile, Devin. We love Devin.
Love Devin.
But
Devin aces in my book.
Horrible list.
Horrible list.
Number 11, Bryce Harper. Number 10, Zach Wheeler. That's a huge issue.
Yeah.
Number 9, Cooper DeGene.
That's good.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. 8, Michkov. Number 7, Schwarber. 6, Lane Johnson. 5, Devontae. And then 4, Jalen Carter, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where'd she have Hurts? At 4?
3.
3? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's my list.
So I don't have a problem with Zach Wheeler at number 1 because he's number 3 on my list. So
sure.
If he can be number 3, he can certainly be number 1.
Lane, offensive line,
Lane,
you're fine with that.
That's pretty much the same.
AJ.
Barkley at 4 is outlandish.
My criteria is
this might
my
be the
criteria.
Lowest Barkley is ranked in everybody's list.
Might be.
Saquon's number 4. You got Jalen at number 7. That is outrageous.
It fits
at
my
number,
criteria.
At number 7.
I thought it was being complimentary. Jalen.
No,
I have Jalen ahead of Embiid. No one would have guessed that.
And then you know I'm going to end with the big fella.
What?
I love the big fella.
Yeah.
He should not be on this list.
Oh, he should absolutely
he
be
should
on
not.
The list.
Now, your criteria was different than mine.
For
so,
sure.
So
yep.
I get it. But it just doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right.
Leaving off Zach Bond. Now you didn't leave off Zach.
I did
but,
not.
But leaving off certain, even a Trey Turner being left out, who you didn't leave off.
I didn't leave out.
And having Embiid on here, like any player that's left off this list could easily be argued to be on this list over Joel Embiid. Whoever you have at 12 should be on this list.
When you're saying he shouldn't be on here, yeah. I think it's crazy to not have him on here.
Okay.
I just do. I think it's crazy to not have him on here. Now, again, your criteria, last 12
I'm
months.
I'm going over a year. Yeah, I'm doing a year thing. I did the year.
If I went into it and just said the last 12 months, he's not on the list.
Okay. Okay.
By the way, Bryce is far lower.
Which is why he was lower on my
he's
list.
He's lower on everyone's list.
Right. Yeah.
We're all happy we held all Harper accountable. Everyone,
Harper was number one last year.
Everyone happy.
Where'd you have him?
7.
You?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. What are you talking about then?
I just hope everyone's happy.
No, you had Jalen at 7.
Yeah, Bryce might have been at 6.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, Bryce was at 6.
Okay.
Yeah. So he just won the Super Bowl. Spike, I don't know if you know
heard,
that.
I heard. All right. 215-592.
All right.
Speaking of the Eagles, by the way, before we get back to the phones, Jaire Alexander, who you were in on the Eagles signing.
Yeah, definitely was in on him.
Look, all I'm saying is, you look at the number. It makes you think two things. Mm-hmm. So Ravens signed him 1 year, $4 million, has bonuses that could get him to $6 million. Mm-hmm. Makes me think two things. One, there's just not a lot of cap room around the NFL, I would guess, at this point, which, by the way, puts the Eagles in really good position if there's somebody expensive who they want because they do have it. And two, whether it's health, he's only played 7 games a year the last 2 years, or otherwise, definitely just seems like there's something that gives people pause about Jaire Alexander.
Yeah. A, his health.
Yep.
He has an injury history.
Yep.
And then B, he's a live wire.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's a live word. It's, okay. It's basically CJGJ.
Oh, well, I can.
From a personality standpoint, yeah, he's, I mean, I didn't notice until he was released and stuff started coming out about him, and I think it's funny as hell, because it didn't happen to us.
Jair Alexander you're talking about.
Yeah, with Jair Alexander. So they named captains for a game and against the Carolina Panthers down in Charlotte.
Yep.
I guess he's from that area. He wasn't named one of the captains.
Okay.
He still went out to the middle of the field for the coin toss as a captain.
Oh, he would have been great here.
And said the coach must have forgot that he's from here. And it was a slip by the coach.
Jair Castellanos?
Dude, they have to sign him. We had to get him here. You kidding me? He would have been gold.
Yeah, he would have been gold here, man. Yeah, yeah, he's a talker. So maybe that's why the Eagles was like, nah, I'm good on this.
Yeah, they were like, Vic, how bad do you need a cornerback? Not that bad, right? Not that bad, Ringo. Very impressive physically. Right?
Meanwhile, the Ravens have him, Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah.
They're loading up on that side.
Yeah, and they took our guy.
Malachi Starks.
Yep. Oh, right, yeah.
And they have freaking the other superstar
the other
back
safety
there.
From Notre Dame, Kyle Hamilton.
Kyle Hamilton.
Is that right?
Is he, yeah. He got hurt last year, right?
He did.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus must have heard the bat signal. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
All that to lose to Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. I don't know what it's like. All them signings just to go home in the same round like the Sixers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm going to have to do an adjustment because, you know, I did my voting for my WIP, you know, personality list. And I think I might have put Bros too low. I gotta bump Bros up a little bit.
He's starting to make more sense to you?
Yeah. You can vote, by the way. We're doing one final top 11 list you can vote on. Go to 94wip.com/top11. Vote on your 11 favorite current WIP personalities. Where did you have Broads? Do you remember?
I had him at 5.
Wow, that's high, though.
But look, everybody on my show made my top 11. I can't say that about all the other shows, you know what I'm saying? But everybody on my show was in my top 11.
All right, there we go.
I might have a little bias.
I actually have the list. Do you want me to read the list?
Corey's list?
Yeah, I have Corey's list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. Number 11, Tom Kelly.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 10, Richie.
Okay. Okay.
Number 9, Hugh.
Okay.
Number 8, Spike.
8? That's it. I'm hanging up on Corey.
Number 7, Devin.
I didn't hang up on Corey.
Number 5, Rhea. No, number 6, Rhea. 5, Broads. 4, Seltzer. 3, Elliot. 2, me. 1, Ike.
8, Corey.
That's what I'm talking about. See? Oh, yeah, that Spikes is a little low.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get him in the top 5.
Think this guy doesn't even have my back. Now I know who I'm doing a show with.
Ike's like, take that.
You're going to sit on hold for hours,
this is my show.
Yeah. My name's second.
Hey, everybody on the show made the top 11. But, you know, like, so this is the thing. Jack is my boy, so... It's more than just, you know, the show.
Yeah. Jack actually has been pushed all the way up to the top of the list.
And it's the thing. This is my criteria. It depends on how you rate Jalen. If you just
So why is Jack 2?
Because I make a lot of sense.
it's my list.
Jack is the most disrespectful of Jalen of anyone.
Yes.
Way more than me.
His Super Bowl wasn't even that good.
I said with Jack, it's a little bit more. That's my boy. You know?
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Yep.
But look, so your list, Spike, it's okay. I thought it was terrible, but you know, this is my problem. You talking about resumes? How Saquon got a better resume than Hurts? What he did?
No, he had a better year. It is 75%. By the way, they both had one really good year in their career. Saquon's happened to be better than Jalen's and lead to a Super Bowl and was this year. So that's why.
I don't know about that. All I know is the Saquon's great year, Hurts was a Super Bowl MVP. That's all I know. So that got to go points to Hurts. You know what I'm saying? Saquon ain't do nothing until he got with Hurts. A.J. Brown ain't do nothing till he got with Hurts. That's all I know. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, it was definitely Hurts that made Saquon good.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So you have to, and let me give a Cassiano state real quick. I remember wasn't nobody popping their gum when A.J. Brown said passing. Nobody wanted him suspended.
No, people were upset with him. Most notably,
that's not
Brandon.
Disrespecting the head coach.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Only one guy passes. I only one. He ain't say passing game.
What is
and
that
we
sound?
We don't know.
We know who he was talking about. Yeah, there's no mistake about that. Yeah. Oh, you mean if Cassidy was talking about another player?
If he was talking about another player, if he said, you going to bench me, but start trash, start trash. So he ain't say nothing wrong. You know, if he said, you know, you want to bench me, but, you know, you keep putting, you know, these you had Noel out there for all them times. He was going, you putting Roll. I mean, he in his right to say that. So you know what I'm saying? He should have just said it to the coach. Adre said it to the media. We don't know what the hell Casty said.
We still don't know what he said.
I'm just putting my speculatory, you know, nature. I'm just saying, you know. Yeah. Also, real quick on the time.
All right, sorry, Corey, your time's up. I just like. Yeah.
Hey, Stevie Wonder ain't right. None of them hits. He can't see. So this dude was using AI and somebody was writing them for him. So keep making hits, my guy, Steve.
Now he's your guy because he went through the wedding. Guy. Okay, yeah.
It was Sean, wasn't it?
It wasn't even Steve. It was Sean. Number eight.
Yeah, that's a little low. You should have all been top five.
I mean, come on,
yeah,
Corey. Well, I'm going to drop. You know what? Jalen at seven might not be. Cooper DeGene might have to be seven on my list. All right. Coming up next, we have some bounties for the Eagles insiders. There hasn't been a lot of movement on Eagles Insider of the Year. So coming up next, we have some bounties we want the Eagles insiders to go take care of. Your calls on the Cassie situation, top 11, 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.